Monday, March 2nd. The lesson from Daniel chapter 9, verses 15 through 19. In those days, Daniel prayed to the Lord, saying, O Lord our God, who hast brought forth thy people out of the land of Egypt with a strong hand, and hast made thee a name as at this day. We have sinned, we have committed iniquity, O Lord, against all thy justice. Let thy wrath and thy indignation be turned away, I beseech thee, from thy city Jerusalem, and from thy holy mountain. For by reason of our sins and the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people are a reproach to all that are round about us. Now therefore, O our God, hear the supplication of thy servant and his prayers, and show thy face upon thy sanctuary which is desolate, for thy own sake. Incline, O my God, thy ear, and hear. Open thy eyes, and see our desolation, and the city upon which thy name is called. For it is not for our justifications that we present our prayers before thy face, but for the multitude of thy tender mercies. O Lord, hear. O Lord, be appeased. Hearken and do. Delay not for thy own sake, O my God, because thy name is invocated upon thy city and upon thy people, O Lord our God. The Gospel from John chapter 8, verses 21 through 29. At that time, Jesus said to the multitudes of the Jews, I go, and you shall seek me, and you shall die in your sin. Whither I go, you cannot come. The Jews therefore said, Will he kill himself, because he said, Whither I go, you cannot come? And he said to them, You are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. Therefore I said to you that you shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sin. They said therefore to him, Who art thou? Jesus said to them, The beginning, who also speak unto you. Many things I have to speak and to judge of you. But he that sent me is true, and the things I have heard of him, these same I speak in the world. And they understood not that he called God his Father. Jesus therefore said to them, When you shall have lifted up the Son of Man, then you shall know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as the Father hath taught me, these things I speak. And he that sent me is with me, and he hath not left me alone, for I do always the things that please him. Haydock Commentary. I am not of this world. He speaks of his divine person, as the words evidently show. Who art thou? Jesus said to them, The beginning, who also speak to you. This text and the construction of it is obscure, both in the Latin and in the Greek. St. Augustine and some of the Latin fathers expounded in this manner, I am the beginning of all things, who now being made man speak to you. That they might know what they were to believe, he made them this answer, as if he had said, Believe me to be the beginning, the cause, the author of all things, who am now become man and speak to you. Other later interpreters are of opinion that the beginning signifies the same as at first or from the beginning. The sense therefore may be, I am what I said and told you at first and from the beginning. That is, I am your Messiah, the true Son of God, sent into the world. The Pharisees, indignant at the liberty with which Jesus spoke to them, demand of him in a rage, Who art thou to speak to us in this imperious manner, to say that we shall die in our sins? For Christ to hear from his Father is the same as to proceed from him, to be of the same nature and substance. Some of the more ignorant among the Jews understood not Christ when he clearly enough signified that he was equal to God and of one and the same nature. But at other times they that heard him perceived it very well, and so in this place they were for stoning him to death. When you shall have lifted up the Son of Man, that is, have put me to death on the cross, you, that is, many of you, shall know and believe in me as your Messiah.